Hi, my name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Mishnah Taharot. Today we are in the second chapter, second Mishnah, in which the rabbis conclude, you are what you eat. Or do they? The rabbis debate the scenario where you eat impure food. So there is a gzera against eating impure food. There is an isra to eat impure food, but there's a gzera that eating impure food will make you tamei because we're afraid that people won't treat their pure truma food with the correct seriousness. They will have impure crumbs in their mouth and so forth. Therefore, we render the person impure. The question for our sages, for Chazal, was what do we model the subsequent gzera after? How tamei should a person be when they eat tamei food? So there is a model in the Torah, and the question is whether to use it. And the model we're quite familiar with, it is the very first Mishnah in Mishnah Torah, the case of the Nevela bird. So Rabbi Eliezer, who opens up here, thinks that the case is a one-to-one. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ha'ochel, ochel, rishon, rishon. Ochel sheni, sheni, ochel shlishi, shlishi. You are what you eat. You are as tameh as you, as the food you are eating. Because he looked at the case of the nevela bird. If you recall, the tameh bird, does not impart impurity on its own, but when it's in your throat, it makes you a rishon, and you impart impurity to everything else. So that's pretty serious. So he said that if that's the case with the nevela bird, then the food cannot make you any less tamei than it is itself. Therefore, rishon rishon, sheni sheni, shlishi shlishi. Rabbi Yeshua differs. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, ochel ochel rishon, va'ochel sheni sheni. Rabbi Yeshua takes a more technical approach. So when it comes to a rishon, he thinks the rishon renders someone a sheni, which follows the normal rules of tuma in the first place. When it comes to sheni, it makes you a sheni, but really for technical reason. The reason being that when it touches your saliva, it renders your saliva rishon, and your saliva rishon renders you a sheni. So rishon and sheni, eating them makes you a sheni. When it comes to shlishi, is when things become complicated. Shlishi, sheni lakodesh, velo sheni latruma. A shlishi, so it really depends on what you're touching. If you're touching kodesh, now remember, the Rabbi Shu approach is all technical, so you're eating the shlishi, it's rendering your saliva tameh or not, and rendering you tameh or not. So if you're touching kodesh, we want to know, and if you're touching truma, we want to know, because if you're touching kodesh, then the shlishi that you ate will render you tameh for the purpose of kodesh, because a shlishi can render kodesh tameh. But if you're touching truma, then we won't consider you tameh. If you're touching truma, because truma cannot render, a shlishi rather cannot render truma tameh. So we want to know what you ate, and the Mishnah concludes, bechulin shnasu l'taharat truma. This is a very contested line, so why don't we just actually read from the Bar Nura. Bechulin shnasu l'taharat truma, klomar, hai ochel ochel rishon, v'ochel ochel sheni, v'shlishi, detna v'mintin, bechulin shnasu l'taharat truma kamairi. The Bar Nura wants to say that the food we've been discussing this whole time, the food that was the Rishon and was the Sheni and was the Shlishi, it was all Chulin that we're discussing, Chulin Shinasu, Al Trumat, Al Taharat, Al Taharat Truma, Chulin that we've treated like Truma for those who are accustomed to eating their Chulin with the same level of Kedusha V'Tahara of Truma. The Chulin Grida in Behem Shlishi, because Chulin, lesser Chulin, Chulin that's not treated with the same level of Kedusha and Tahara, does not have a Shlishi. So he says it has to be that the kind of Chulin we're talking about is a Chulin that is prepared for Kedusha of Tahara. Mishnah 3, Harishon Shebechulin, Tameh Umetameh. So now we want to know more about this Chulin that's prepared, prepared like truma. with the same Ktusha and Tahara. HaRishon Shebechulin Tameh Umetameh. So if it's a Rishon, it can be, it becomes Tameh, and the thing that it touches is itself Tameh and can make other things Tameh. HaSheni Posel. Sheni is more limited. A Sheni will make something else a Shlishi. A Shlishi can't do anything to anything else if it's Truma. So, therefore, it's only Posel. It renders the subsequent food item Pasul, unfit for consumption, but that food item cannot transfer that Tuma to anything else. Velo metame. V'hashlishi ne'echal binzid hadema. The Shlishi is eaten. Sorry, if it is chulin, that is a level of shlishi, it can be eaten in a stew of dema. Dema is a Mishnaic term for truma. So if it's a shlishi, it's already doesn't contain within it enough of tuma to render the stew unkosher. Ad kedei kach, you can have it together with the stew. Chazal elsewhere limited, qualified the statement to a very small quantity of chulin. Has to be less than a kazayas in a quantity that will be eaten in a time span known as kedei achilas pras, the amount of time it would take you to eat pras. So we're really talking about something more akin to spices, that you could use such a spice, that level of shlishi, in your truma stew. Stay tuned. Tomorrow we're going to talk more about this chulin that is prepared on the level of truma. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.